progress, the progress we see in the life of Joshua in relationship to Moses. Because again, in Christian life, there is no standing still. There is always progress. We move from one glory to glory. In the first incidents when we read about Joshua, he was in the valley. Moses was on the top of the mountain, interceding on the behalf of the people. In the second incident, we see Joshua at the bottom of the mountain and Moses on the top of the mountain. But when we come to chapter 33, the second part, he was in the tent where Moses was. Very close to Moses. He's no longer now receiving from Moses what the Lord have said. Because outside the camp, he, Joshua, have separated himself from the system that have given the rights of God to a calf and made the calf the God that have delivered them out of the land of Egypt. That's what Aaron called the calf. A system that was completely corrupted, where the name of the Lord is being used in vain. Joshua separated himself from that system, cling to Moses outside the camp. And that's a really vital thing for every one of us. And what is the reward here? He was there, and the Lord would come and talk to Moses. Every Israelite will get outside of their tent and worship. But Moses was there, and there the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. Who was inside the tent listening to this conversation? It was Joshua. He got closer and closer to the presence of the Lord because of his association with Moses, that now he is hearing what God is instructing Moses all the time. He was taking in the word of God. And in that training, he was quiet. He wasn't doing any activity or anything, just like he was for 40 days on the mountain. But there, receiving the word of God, hearing that communication and listening. Therefore, he was equipped to go further on and serve the Lord.
So Joshua was in that position because he had had the testimony in Moses himself. Because Moses, having seen the impurity that was present with the idolatry in the camp, took his own personal tent. Because there was not any way any longer that the camp represented the presence of God. He took his personal tent and went outside the camp and pitched it in deep exercise that there might be found something for God. And his own tent became the tent of meeting. Joshua sees this and Joshua emulates that position. He joins him in exercise because Joshua had broken already, we said, the flesh. So he joins Moses in that position as outside the camp. And it says he remains in the tent of meeting. Now, what is the significance of the tent of meeting? Would it not be a type of the assembly today? The place where God has been pleased to put his name. And what appreciation do we have for such a place? Joshua had a deep sense of appreciation for the tent of meeting, the assembly of God, the place where God has his presence and the place where his people can enjoy intimacy with him. Do we appreciate the tent of meeting?
There is a great challenge of discipleship that we see here with Joshua. Going back when we were introduced to him, he had to depend when Moses said, tomorrow. Moses was not going down with him immediately. Tomorrow I will go up to the mount. He had to be obedient and submissive. Now it's 40 days. Come midway up the mount, I am going to go further, yet wait. And I think of these 40 days after the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead. The first week, the disciples rejoiced greatly. The second week, they rejoiced, and even Thomas declared my Lord and my God. But within the 40 days, perhaps the next week, the disciples went back to their nets catching fish. Within the 40 days. And the Lord, in his mercy, approached them, "Children, have ye any meat?" And tried to win their hearts back. What a ministry, even when there is failure. And now he would call them, "Lovest thou me more than these?" Who is on the Lord's side? There was failure, but who is on the Lord's side? Who would recommit himself in spite of the failure and identify himself with the Lord in the process? Also, on Joshua, Joshua recognized that he did not get it all right. And we mention older and younger brothers with an attitude of learning. There are times where, as young men, because we fought the first battle and preached the gospel message, there are issues that come up in the assembly that we feel we should be participating in. Sometimes there are things of great defilement, and the older brothers in their wisdom will say, "Excuse yourself, dear young brother. Do I have the attitude of submission, of just yielding? A time will come when I will grow and be matured and will have to handle that situation. But right now, my place would be like Joshua at the tent of meeting."
That the proximity of the tent of meeting and the camp was not close. It says, "Pitch the tent far from the camp." Now the camp, as we heard, what was in the camp was idolatry, debauchery, everything against God. In the tent was where God came down. It says that. And I cannot be close to what the camp stands for and what the tent stands for. In order to be victorious over the camp, I have to be in the proximity of Jehovah. I have to be in the atmosphere where God is known. So often we like to touch a little bit on the camp and a little bit on the tent. It doesn't go together. So the tent was far from the camp. And if I am going to enjoy and come into the good of what Joshua had in the tent, he saw Moses speaking to God face to face. If I am going to come to that, I have to stay far from the camp.